Well, hello guys, it's story time. Oh, I love stories. I used to like it when you used to see Jack and Nori, when people used to read you stories when you was a young kid. And the stories are always good if they invoked your imagination. Of course, some people don't really have much of an imagination, but I do, because I take drugs, and the drugs help me. Don't worry, I'm only talking about coffee and beer. That's all I do. But anyway, are you sitting comfortably? Then we will begin. So there's this man walking along the street. It's quite late at night. And he's on his own. He's not been drinking or anything. Let's just say he sort of went out to get a Subway. And as he's walking along, he sees his femur laying in the gutter where they belong. I mean, you know.
Hey, you, peasant.
What?
You, help me up.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, you're not a very good human being, are you? Helping somebody up is a human trait. Somebody who does nice things.
Yeah, but you're a femon. And if I touch you in any way, it can misconstrued as, say, I don't know, sexual assault or something.
Oh, don't be ridiculous and come and help me up.
Hey, you femons made the rules. I'm just playing by them.
All right, just a bit. I can get up. I'm getting up. I get up. All right. I'm up. Now, I want to borrow your phone.
What? You don't have a phone? Good God, you femons without a phone? I mean, you're on them all the time, taking pictures, staying and thinking that you're celebrities and all.
Yeah, well, somebody stole it.
Stole it? Or you misplaced it?
Well, I was going to borrow your phone to phone a taxi, but I don't know now. I might phone the police. I don't like your attitude.
Whereas yours, of course, is charming. Have you been drinking, sweetheart?
I'm not your sweetheart, and I can drink as much as I want.
Looks like you already have.
You see? Now you've made me puke.
Hey, that looks like your phone. And you sure are teetering a lot.
It's not my fault they build the curbs too high.
Yeah, I guess those 5-inch heels don't help either, right?
Give me your phone.
I'm hardly going to give you my phone so you can call the police. But I can call your cab to get your drunken ass home.
How dare you talk to me like that? Do you think I got drunk all by myself?
Yep.
Well, you...
I'll let you have that one. Don't try it again.
It's men who got me drunk. They're the ones who gave me drinks.
Oh, right. And they poured it down your throat as well, did they?
Anyway, listen, you phoned me a taxi. And you pay for it, because I haven't got any money on me.
What, you went out in the evening and didn't have any money on you?
Femons don't need money. Men pay for lots of things.
Not this man.
You have an obligation to help a damsel in distress, and that's me.
Not anymore, actually. And you don't look like a damsel in distress. You look like a drunken whore. I did warn you.
Ah!
Boo, back in the gutter where you belong.
Hey, nice one.
Job.
Well, now I will use the phone to phone the ambulance. And hopefully they'll wire your jaw up for a long time. The true facts are you are responsible for everything that's happened to you this whole evening, starting from the beginning. You were in control of all the outcomes, including this one. You got drunk because you poured alcohol down your throat. You lost your phone because you were so drunk you didn't know where you left it. You fell over because you're so drunk you can't walk in the scaffolding you're wearing. Then I found you in the gutter and you're laying in the gutter again. And everything has transpired, all because of you. Responsibility is a bitch. How do you like them apples, babe?
I hate fucking apples.
No doubt. Story time's over, fellas. Now you can have a beer. Then here's the question they always used to ask us when I was a young boy. And what have you learnt? Salut.